time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
If I've said it once, I've said it a dozen times. If it weren't for my wife, children, and grandchildren, I'd move from the once golden state of California. Apparently, there are those that don't have the same issues as I have. Since records are always lagging a tad behind, suffice it to say that in the year 2018, 86,000 people moved to Texas, 70,000 people moved to Arizona, and another 55,000 moved to Washington. To further highlight the reason to own a U-Haul business, from the years 2007 to 2016, 5 million people moved into California, while 6 million people moved out. The ironic thing is that we have our governor making public appeals to us to hang in there. Stick around, California. It's really a great state. Why are people moving, you ask? Actually, with a little thought, you'll come up with the conclusion that it's a number of things. Let's start with the highest cost of housing. For a barometer, the average median income in San Francisco is $75,000. The median house price in San Francisco is $1.3 million. The average household income in Eureka, maybe $38,000. The average cost of a home, $325,000. When we bought our first house in Eureka for $12,000, I remember my dad telling me to budget 25% of my income to pay for the house payments. So our payment was right in the neighborhood of a couple hundred dollars a month. Now we have a son and his family currently looking at a house in the $400,000 range, slightly over the average. No one wants to guess at this point what the monthly mortgage payments will be. Next, the mere cost of living, including the fact that California leads the nation as the second highest gas tax collector on a gallon of gas. Our once highly rated public school system in California now ranks in the lowest 20% nationally. Wildfires and poor air quality ranks in the top five reasons. Why 50 years of forest management, thanks to the same radical environmental zealots in California who have created a veritable tinderbox, burning over millions of acres, thousands and thousands of homes, and enough lives to fill a cemetery. This tidbit from our liberal San Francisco Chronicle, and I quote, "While precise polling on ex-Californians' political persuasion is hard to find, lots of anecdotal evidence suggests a decent chunk of Golden State immigrants are fleeing the Golden State precisely because of its progressive culture. So in a nutshell, I'm not alone. According to a recent University of California study, determined over half of us here in California have considered moving out of the state. Sure, Eureka's a little island unto itself, but can't you feel the cultural change happening more rapidly every day / political season? How's that old saying go? Well, the last one to leave California, please turn out the lights. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.